Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the circuits of today's technology. I'm Alex, the one who tries to keep the tech talk as thrilling as a sci-fi movie.
And I'm Jamie, the one who's here to ask all the questions you're thinking so you don't have to Google them later. Today, we're embarking on a journey through the landscape of open source AI tools in 2025.
That's right, Jamie. It's going to be a ride through the bits and bytes of the most capable tools out there, from model training to deployment and everything in between.
I've got to say, Alex, open source has really been giving those commercial platforms a run for their money lately, hasn't it?
Absolutely, Jamie. Tools like PyTorch, TensorFlow, and JAX have become the backbone of AI research and development. They're not just saving costs, they're about giving developers control, customization, and a sense of community.
Control and community, I get, but customization, how so?
Think of it like cooking in your kitchen versus ordering takeout. With open source AI, you get to tweak the recipe, adjust the spices, and really make the dish your own. That's the kind of customization we're talking about.
So, it's like being a chef in the AI kitchen. Got it. But what about getting started? The kitchen is intimidating.
Great question. Let's start with PyTorch. Imagine it as the Swiss Army knife in your toolkit. It's versatile, user-friendly, and backed by a huge community, perfect for research and when you need that flexibility for custom architectures.
But what if I'm more of a set-it-and-forget-it kind of cook? I mean, developer.
Then TensorFlow might be your go-to, especially for production. It's like the slow cooker of AI tools. It might take a bit to get it all set up, but once you do, it can handle large-scale tasks with ease.
Slow cooker, huh? I like the sound of that. But I've heard about this JAX thing. Is that the microwave of the group?
Not quite, but I love the analogy. JAX is more like the pressure cooker. Fast, efficient, and great for high-performance computing tasks. It's becoming a favorite for those deep into scientific computing and large-scale model training.
Okay, I'm following. But what about when I want to deploy these models? I can't just serve my guests raw data.
Spot on. That's where tools like Ray and MLflow come into play. Think of Ray as your kitchen assistant, helping you scale your recipes across multiple stoves, ensuring everything is cooked perfectly in sync.
And MLflow?
MLflow is like having a recipe book that remembers every dish you've ever made. It tracks your experiments, helps package your models, and even assists in deploying them. Plus, with weights and biases, you get to monitor how well your dishes are being received by your guests in real time.
This is making me both hungry and excited to explore these tools. But what about pitfalls? I'm known for burning toast.
The key is to start small. Choose a framework like PyTorch and a model from Hugging Face's Transformers. Play around, make mistakes, and learn. And remember, every great chef has burned a dish or two.
Before we wrap up, any final thoughts for our listeners diving into the open source AI kitchen?
Embrace the community. Whether you're stuck debugging or looking for the best way to serve your model, there's always someone willing to help. And who knows, you might just cook up the next big AI breakthrough.
Love that. And with that, we're closing today's episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Thanks for tuning in and indulging in our tech and cooking analogies.
Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the world of technology. Until next time, keep coding and stay curious.